Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Slacker and Steve on demand.
You want to talk about the weird way you met?
Weird.
Have you ever met somebody in a weird...
Yeah, I was trying to rack my brain. No, it was basically just, you know, sane...
Craigslist ads.
Yes, yeah. That type of stuff, you know.
Met him on Colfax. You had the right amount of cash on you.
How about you? You had a weirdness? I know you stole your best friend's...
Yeah, but I didn't meet her in a weird way.
No, that's right.
I had a stint where I was doing this other job, and there was a girl. All she was doing was riding a bus, and I actually was... You probably don't know this, but when I was fired from here for a little while, I did a little stint with law enforcement. So anyway, they were on a bus. There was a bomb on the bus, and the bus couldn't go under 50 miles an hour. So what? I had to get on a little cart and come under the bus.
Okay, wait a second.
She was a girl. She was kind of hot. She went to Arizona. She was a wildcat. And
are you sure this isn't a plot line from the movie Speed?
What?
Yeah, with Keanu and...
Wait, what?
Okay, whatever.
That wasn't real? None of that happened?
No.
Pop quiz, hot shot!
Shoot the husband!
I haven't met anybody weird. I mean, I've met my wife at a strip club, so I guess that's kind of weird.
That's right. I always bring that story up. She was... You guys were outside in the alley.
No, you're back, confusing story.
She was sitting on a gas main.
You're making up.
And you come strutting by.
No.
Boy, you smell really good.
It was a radio. It makes everybody think that my wife was a stripper or I was a stripper.
No, she didn't either.
Neither, but we were both at a strip club.
It was
a radio station event.
Yeah, and she was out in the alley.
That was not your... That did not happen.
That's where you guys went to.
That didn't happen either.
I know there was an alley involved.
And it's... There's an alley that I'm going to drag you into in about 8.5 seconds. Okay, here's the thing. Here's some... Reddit had this, or BuzzFeed actually put this out. And some of these stories were so cute. Oh, my God. When I say that, it makes me want to hurt myself.
Well,
then we were like, I bet you other people have stories. Like, if you just met on Match.com, lame.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not lame. Good for you. You're happy.
But
if you met at church. Oh, my God. We met at the grocery store over the gum. What? I don't know. That's a little better. But how about this? This woman noticed a guy on the subway. He looked over at a little boy who looked bored near him. And he asked the boy, he's like, I see you're bored. You want to play tic-tac-toe?
Creeper.
And he and the little boy are living happily ever. No. So he played tic-tac-toe with the boy. And she was so endeared by that.
Oh.
That when the boy got off the train, she went and sat next to him and said, well, I'll play tic-tac-toe with you. And he's like, oh. So he made the tic-tac-toe board.
Creeper.
And she just wrote her phone number in the squares.
Oh, how cute was that?
Oh, look who came around. Oh, creeper. I thought we were like a day, but then all of a sudden.
He goes after her child, and then...
No, it was a different child. It was somebody else's kid.
Oh, okay.
So she just thought it was endearing that he was nice to the kid, so she was like,
aww.
I like a guy who would do something nice for a kid.
So she tic-tac-toed the number, the digits?
She wrote it down. He's like, wait, that's not an X. How come you're writing numbers in there? This is stupid. I gotta start over.
Is this so Zootcool?
What's going on? I don't understand. Why are you writing your zip code? There was somebody who said, I was working the night shift at a hotel reception desk when my now husband randomly stopped in for the night while on a road trip with his family. Oh, it was love at first sight. I couldn't even get through my check-in speech because I was blushing so hard.
What?
He ended up moving to my town and we got married after 6 months.
Yes.
We even framed his room registration card with our wedding photo. First off, that's not a hotel, that's a motel.
Okay,
there's a
thank
room
you.
Registration
right.
card.
And he brought his parents.
Like, I just wanted to meet my parents. I've been stuck in this Motel 6 for months. I was in Best Buy looking for a CD when a voice asked me, are you a midget?
Wow.
Well, I turned around. I saw the voice belonged to a guy who was almost 7 feet tall, towering me at 4'11". I snapped back, who do you think you are, Sasquatch? And then they both said, can we start over? They've been together ever since.
Best Buy still sells CDs?
I guess.
Oh, sorry, I was focusing on...
Yeah, we lost Steve at the beginning of the story. focused. There was a whole part where that. No. So who starts a conversation with like an insult?
He's a big Sasquatch guy.
Yeah, he's like, what are you, a midget? What are you, Sasquatch? Let's get married.
I love you.
That's a weird dynamic.
Did he listen to the CD together? That became their song.
Yes, they were like,
soundtrack.
Are you looking for Justin Bieber's Christmas album too? Does he even have one?
He should.
It's really good. It's duets with like Yanni and... let's see. My parents met each other when my dad picked my mom up while she was hitchhiking.
Oh, wow.
If that's not the song of the truly desperate.
Yeah, thank you.
I've known people who've known each other since they got like forced into... I remember...
Slavery
no,
or some
they got forced into being friends in school.
Oh, because their parents were friends? They were forced to be friends?
It was like, oh my God, we live near each other. You two have to walk together. And they ended up walking together to school. They ended up going to homecoming. They ended up becoming prom king and queen. And they're married happily. But they're those people who've never
been with anybody else. They don't know any strange.
But then they're happy.
Well, because it's ignorant bliss. They don't know what's
bliss.
Better.
Have what you have, knowing that there's something better out there that you're never going to get? Or just
settling for this little scrap that I'm going to have for the rest of my life.
This is going swimmingly because this whole time she's going to be like, so that's it, huh? He bummed a smoke off you and now you're together. You never wonder? If I didn't have any cigarettes on me that night?
I'll try and refrain
all
from
right.
that. But yeah.
If you've met in a weird or epic way, we want to hear the weird way you met. Tammy?
Yay.
Weird way you met.
In prison.
Okay.
Fun.
Perfect. I feel like neither of you were in prison, but it still works.
Yeah.
How'd you meet in prison?
We actually worked for different agencies, and we met at a glimpse, and then fast forward a year later after I left, moved to a different state and came back, we found each other again, and we've been together ever since. Married within 6 months of seeing each other again.
It was density.
So you saw each other across a crowded, prison-laden like cafeteria.
Cell block G.
Kind of, sort of.
Huh.
Did you talk to each other, exchange glances at the delousing area where you have to...
removing shivs from one another?
It's all Shawshanky Redemption-like.
That's a great. I mean, someday you'll tell your grandkids your story.
Do you tell that story? We met in prison.
I do. I tell it all the time, and I usually get that first gasp of what?
What? You did time? That's awesome, Tammy.
That is awesome.
Thank you for the story, Brenda.
Yay!
Weird way you met.
Well, it was kind of a little bit too weird, maybe for some people. But we met while my husband was on a date with my own sister.
Sweet.
It was more of a group date, but I guess we met then, and then the next day he texted her and told her, there's someone else, I can't really talk to you anymore, blah, 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 and I was like, wow, this guy's such a scumbag, man, and I was, super furious, total girl power, and then she asked him if, she could know who it was, and he was like, yeah, I really like your sister. I was really disgusted by it at first, of course, and I was like, oh, wow. But he was a really nice guy. He was very persistent, and he kept even coming to my job, and, even my sister was eventually like, well, I'll just give him a chance, and we've been married for 4 years.
And your sister was all cool with this?
Well, they only had like a group date type of thing. They weren't like serious or anything, but...
That took a lot of nerve on his part to go like, I know people are trying to set me up with you, but
I want to trade up on you with your sister. Yeah.
Yeah.
Nicely done. Yeah. You stole him from your sister.
Does she have a new man that you've got your eyes on or?
Right?
No, you should probably stop with this one.
Well played, Brenda.
Thank you, Brenda. Craig?
Yay.
Weird way you met.
Wife and I met over a CB radio.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my. Okay, we might have to explain what a CB radio...
This is what people used to use before cell phones.
Yeah, it was in your car. You had a handle. You talked to each other.
Yeah, that was all the rage in high school. And I went to a friend's house, and he was talking to her, and I just, was fascinated with her voice, and I got talking to her and asked her out, and we dated off and on, and ended up getting married.
You asked her out on the CB. Breaker one night.
Yeah, pretty much.
I'm doing double nickel down I-25.
Oh, my nerdness. If you have any more CB terms, I'm out here. Double, that's 55, right?
Right.
I got it. It doesn't change your nerdness, though. Thank you for the call, Craig. Toby?
Yay.
Weird way you met.
Took my son that turned 21 just recently to a bar a couple years ago to listen to my friend's band play. He was out dancing while I was sitting drinking and dancing with the girl all night. We went to leave. He couldn't get her number, so I asked for it, and she gave it to me, and I dated her for 4 years.
Oh, wow. You stole it from your son.
That is a really weird way to just to prove to him how easy it is to get a girl's number. You dated her for 4 years.
I got
to
respect that.
There's something kind of cool about you. But.
Well, the crazy way of meeting her, also, I was on your program a few weeks ago about the crazy breakups.
Okay.
Oh.
Because she's the one that put me in jail.
OMG. That's right.
Yeah, so pretty much you reap what you sow there, sir.
Yeah.
Thank you for the call, Toby.
Dang, Toby.
Alexa.
Yay.
Weird way you met.
So me and my current boyfriend, my best friend, she recruited me to get him to leave her alone because he had the biggest crush on her. And so I was at her house, and he walks in the door. I turned around in a swirly chair, and I was, like, petting her dog. And I said, I've been expecting you. And since then, we've been dating for 4 years.
Oh, that's wow.
I just to recap your story, you got your friend's refuse?
Well.
The guy that she.
Well.
Yeah, that pretty much sums it up.
Slacker and Steve.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.